Yeah, definitely. Playoffs has got to be the aim. I mean, as long as there's a mathematical chance we can get in, I think it's the aim that everyone's got to strive for. I mean, we want to be up there, we want to be in and around it. So hopefully we can get on a good run now to end the season and then see where it takes us.
You've been on a pretty good run since that first couple of months of the season, though, haven't you? I mean, your record's been impressive, I think.
Yeah, it's been really good. As a team, we've worked really hard all over the season, and then coming towards the final bit of it now, so hopefully we can carry on the form that we have produced all season and then take it in the last few games of the season. The team's playing us. I mean, Bristol City, they've got a lot to play for us, as have we, so it's going to be a good game tomorrow night. And hopefully we can come away with a win and carry on that run we've got going into the take us up close to the playoffs. We can go and we can beat anybody on our day, and I think we've proved that to likes of beating Brighton, beating Villa, beating all the big teams that have come down. We give Newcastle a run for the money when they came down to Preston, then I'm sure we'll give them a good game when we go up to St James's. So we can beat anyone on our day, and I think it's a testament to what we do here at the training field and then what we do around the place.
How much does that come back down to what you do down here, as you say, with the manager and the coaching staff?
It comes down to a lot of it. I mean, it instills a hard work philosophy around here. Everyone works hard for each other. Everyone does anything for anyone. I mean, you're going on the training pitch and then that's it. We're down for work. Everyone's working hard, giving everything they can on the training pitch. And then as soon as you come off the pitch, everyone's laughing and joking. So I think everyone's friends in and around the place. So I think it transpires onto the pitch.
I wonder if that's unusual when you speak to people in this dressing room and other players. I guess sometimes you get little clicks, don't you? But is that not the case here?
No, definitely not. I mean, everyone gets on with everyone here. I mean, we're a big group of friends. But when we go and play football again, I think that's what the gaffer's done well. He's brought in people who are going to fit into that system. And I think it's worked brilliantly. And over the last few seasons, never mind just this season. And you know for a fact that if you're a bit down and worried about something, you can come in here and there's people here that's going to pick you up, and you're going to go out there, you're going to work hard, and then people are going to push you to keep working hard.
And you're up against an old teammate in Bailey Wright. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, my old roommate. I'm sure it'll be a good one, so I'm sure he'll enjoy it as much as I will. I mean, there'll be a few good tackles in there from me and him, but we're all good friends, and no matter where he is, he's a good friend. So come Tuesday night, maybe he's not, but I'm sure after it we'll have a shake hands, have a good chat, catch up.
Will it be a slightly surreal feeling to be up against him?
Yeah, probably a little bit, yeah. As you said, it's used to having him round here, but it's going to happen in football these days. People go anywhere, so Bailey obviously moved on for his progression of his career. I'm going to have to face him from wherever I am, so it'll be something I'll have to get used to, but it'll be a good challenge for me because I know how good of a player Bailey is. Obviously, he's shown that at national level when he was here at Preston and Bristol, so it'll be a good challenge for me.
And when the ball's played up to you and it's a 50-50, you're not losing that, are you, on Tuesday night?
No, definitely not. And I'm sure he'll be exactly the same as well. He won't want to lose it. So it's just the professionalism and the winning mentality that we've both got.